I want to do another real quick video today. Neil D. has responded. He's apologized for calling me a child abuser, but has tried to defend what Richard Dawkins has said about, you know, child abuse and indoctrinating children at a young age. Let's talk about child abuse for a moment here. I remember April 20th, 1999. I remember where I was on the highway. I lived in Akron, Ohio at the time. And when the news flash came across that two students at a high school called Columbine High School out in Littleton, Colorado, had walked into that high school, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were their names, and they had planted propane bombs in the cafeteria. They had been studying when the cafeteria had the most students in it, and they had planted those bombs and timed them to go off when the place would have the most people in it. Now, thankfully, they weren't very good at making propane bombs, and they didn't go off. But they still walked into the school with a huge arsenal of weapons, 98 pipe bombs, just hundreds and hundreds of rounds of shotgun shells and 9mm ammunition, and managed to injure 24, kill 13, and then they killed themselves. And Eric Harris, when he went in there, had a white t-shirt on, emblazoned in black letters that said, "Natural Selection." Natural Selection. So let's talk about child abuse. If you teach children from the very youngest age that they are rearranged pawn scum, not created in the image of God, that we acquired our characteristics through the process of natural selection, that we are not any different from animals. In fact, that's all we are animals with bigger, higher-functioning brains. Should it surprise us when children are abused to believe lies like that, that they act like animals? They've been told they're animals their whole lives by the public school system and by science, so-called, that we just evolved from pond scum. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, survival of the fittest. Upon what basis would we ever have gone to war against Germany? Upon what basis did we do the Nuremberg trials and tell them, you know, you shouldn't have been murdering people like that, you bad Germans? Why would you do things like that? Hey, we're just trying to speed up the forward progress of our evolution. So I say teaching children lies that aliens made us from other planets and directed our evolution and designed DNA and things like that so that we can then be freed from any sense of moral obligation at all. That is child abuse. That is abusive to the mental well-being of children. You see, I have to wonder, whatever happened to the human race? Well, the reason people are so ruthless and so cold-hearted and cruel towards each other that we've murdered, what, 65 million unborn children now in America? We celebrate in the streets and in rainbows on the White House every kind of sexual filth and perversion that man's mind could ever think of and some that we'd never even want to think of. Why is that? It's because of the child abuse of the indoctrination of evolution. There's no standard of human conduct. And you see, that's simply children taking what they're taught seriously and taking it to the next level. You see, when Eric Harris went into Columbine High School with a shirt that says Natural Selection on it, he had been writing in his journal, I watched a documentary about this, "We're about to kick natural selection up a few notches." So they go in there and, you know, kill off the weak. And, of course, I think he was about insane since he killed himself. I'm not sure how natural selection really works when you're intending to commit suicide like that. But anyway, what do you expect from a budding young sociopath? But in what way is he being inconsistent with the teaching on natural selection? If we are really just bags of biological goo, we're just atoms banging around, bags of biological scum, what difference does it make if one bag of biological goo bumps into another bag of biological goo and forgets to say, "Excuse me"? It doesn't matter. You see, I think children need to be taught the truth. You say, my daughter's not capable of reconciling these things with science. My 7-year-old daughter that was seen in that video, Lily, I have 9 children. And I've taught them all the same. You believe God's word? God's word alone is what makes the science possible. Now, as I said in the other videos, are you saying atheists can't do science? No, because they're created in the image of God. They can do science. But their worldview, if true, would make science impossible. It is only God, as he has revealed himself in creation and in his word, that gives a justification for doing science. And so what I've taught my children is that the fear of Yahweh, Proverbs 1:7, is the beginning of knowledge. Not alongside of knowledge, not the handmaiden of knowledge, but the beginning of knowledge, the very foundation of the justification of knowledge is God's divine revelation. And so we bow first to that, and that's what enables us to understand the world around us in a way that glorifies God. And so is it abusive to indoctrinate children in lies? Yeah. Is it child abuse to indoctrinate them in the truth? No, that's obedience to God's word. We're told in Ephesians 6:4, fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That term paideia, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That word translated there, nurture, admonition, paideia, means in the worldview of Christ. In the worldview of the Bible. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, beware that no one cheats you through philosophy and through empty deceit, which is according to the basic principles. That term stoicheia means presuppositions, elemental principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So I've taught my children, you stand upon the divine revelation of God in Scripture, and then you'll be able to make sense out of the world around you. You'll be able to understand the world in a way that the evolutionists can't. Also, I've taught my children that other human beings, however they God sees fit to make them, if they are malformed, if they have mental incapacities, if they're deformed, if they have different color skin, however they differ from us, they are special because they're made in the image and likeness of God. They are not ours to use, to dispose of, or to kill off because we don't want them passing on their genes to the next generation. Ever studied the history of eugenics? It's an ugly thing. There are people in America alive today who were forcibly sterilized by our government. Few people realize this, but Margaret Sanger, the founder of the American Birth Control League, a.k.a. today Planned Parenthood, published papers by Nazi eugenicists in America in the 1930s. People don't even know that. Eugenics, what's wrong with that? From an evolutionary perspective, if children are brought up believing evolution, brought up believing there is no God, brought up believing that they are the accidental byproduct of chemical and physical forces that never had them in mind, then what difference does it make if we shoot each other or kill each other or eat each other for that matter? Children are taught that they're animals. That's child abuse. And that's why it shouldn't surprise us when they act like animals. No, I believe in teaching children the truth in obedience to Scripture. Neil, you said you're a Christian. Deuteronomy chapter 6, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. And you shall teach, these truths shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of these things when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. So now we're being told by a professing Christian that teaching the Word of God, beginning at Genesis 1:1 all the way through and holding to that over against the ideas of people who think that we're just evolved pond slime, is child abuse. No, Mr. Dawkins, teaching children that they're evolved pond sludge is child abuse, and it leads to children abusing other children like we saw at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999, with Eric Harris wearing a t-shirt that said natural selection on it. Can you imagine children raised by Christian parents who are taught the Bible marching into a school armed to the teeth with hundreds of pipe bombs and ammunition with a t-shirt that says created with dignity in the image of God? I doubt it. So, before you start telling people that for obeying God's word in the Christian nurture and discipleship of their family, that they're abusing their children, let's look at some of the fruit of indoctrinating children in the lies that they are nothing more than rearranged pond slime and that their great-great-great-grandparents were gorillas, or, excuse me, gorilla-like creatures on a different trajectory of evolution. No, we didn't, I mean, the gorillas you see today, they're not really, they didn't look the way they did. I get it. But our great-great-great-grandparents were some kind of ape-like creature. That's what Pithecus means. Every time you see the term Australopithecus, anything Pithecus, Pithecus means ape. You teach kids, you're apes. Should it surprise us that they act like apes? That they run into high schools, killing people, shooting people, murdering people, mocking them, yelling at them, making fun of them before they shoot them to murder them with t-shirts on that say natural selection, that's child abuse. And so, sir, I would encourage you seriously to get some pastoral care because you need some help in terms of understanding what abuse is and what it is not. Teaching your children to know the God of Holy Scripture, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to know the triune God who lives, and to believe and understand that not only they, but all other human beings on earth are made in the image of God, and are therefore, we are commanded by God to love them as ourselves, to treat them with the highest amount of respect, dignity, love, and patience. That's not child abuse. That's called obedience to God's word. And I'm sorry that wherever you go to church, they're not teaching you that. They're teaching you, well, it's either science or the Bible. No, science isn't even justifiable without the biblical worldview. And again, this just shows our churches are failing miserably to equip people to stand upon the authority of the word of God, to fear God first as the basis of all other knowledge, to the justification of all other knowledge. So please don't tell people that they're abusing their children because they teach them to know the one true God. That's not abuse. That's obedience. Teaching children that they're rearranged pawn scum, that's abuse. Thanks for watching.